our focus on the bye week is going to be a combination of us and Cincinnati. This portion, especially with our players here now in the next day or two, primarily focused on us and the ways we can improve so that we can progress for these next seven games.
While the bye week is a time for the team to rest and heal for the second half of the season, it's also used to get better.
You just want to be a more complete offense, focus in every facet of the game, and then as a team, just continue to get better in each phase. Defense wants to do their particular thing better. Offensively, we want to do our thing. And then special teams is a critical part of the game. I think that each week we've gotten better in that phase, and so we need to continue to grow as a team, and these next couple of games will really set that barometer to where we want to go.
With the AFC North up for grabs, the Browns' fate is in their own hands as they prepare for two straight divisional matchups following the bye.
These next 3 weeks are going to be very interesting, very telling. What we're going to be playing for in these next 3 weeks, and Baltimore plays Cincinnati this weekend. So right now we position ourselves to be right in the middle of the pack. And right now the AFC North is wide open, in my opinion. We're beating up on each other. And, you know, right now this bye week couldn't come at a more perfect time. We get to sit back and see once we come back to play Cincinnati, what will we be playing for? And it's going to be big. These next 3 weeks are going to be huge for this football team.
The bar has been set, and Coach Chizinski is expecting nothing but the best from his players.
Well, I want them to come back stronger and hungrier and, you know, be ready to go for the next seven games. And obviously our approach is we start with the first game, which is Cincinnati.